ideological purism, and it's the British way which we must support, which we must get our message across to the people about. That way, he said, is about defending democracy, prosperity and independence in this country, all under threat, he said, from Tony Blair's New Labour government, and about promoting diversity, freedom and small government, in opposition to what to Tony Blair's third way, which was believing in everything and nothing and about being the nanny state.
Did he mention the P word, P for Portillo?
He didn't mention Mr. Portillo at all, no. Ted Heath got a mention, Chris Patton got a mention. Smaller government and bigger citizens was Chris Patton's instinctive conservatism, and that is exactly what William Hague says we need to tell the people about. That's what we stand for.
How was the speech received?
Oh, it was received very well. There was about a 6-minute standing ovation. I think I clocked it in at. After the speech, rousing applause, Fionn joined him on stage, and they went for a little wander about the hall, being greeted by the representatives. So, well received in the hall, but then these things usually are on these occasions.
Yes, has his big day been spoilt in any shape or form, Mark, by one of his Euro MPs defecting to the Lib Dems?
Well, it's been spoilt in this respect, the fact that we're talking about it, that Mr. Morehouse has got, if you like, his 15 minutes of fame. The fact that we're talking about it has spoilt it, but it certainly didn't spoil the reception in the hall. There weren't hordes of delegates wandering round stunned by the defection of a pro-European MEP who had not, after all, been selected to stand in the June elections. Most of them probably turn round and say to you, well, good riddance. They're unconcerned, certainly down here in Bournemouth, most of them, about this sort of defection. Of course, there are worries about defections. It's always bad publicity for the party. It's not very good timing when it happens on the day of the leader's speech. But I wouldn't say that William Hague was trembling before he went on because of the defection of Mr. Morehouse.
Mark, go and have a cup of tea and get yourself something to eat. And can you report back at 6:30 when we'll do our political half hour together?
Nothing would give me greater pleasure.
Okay, we'll discuss not only a little bit more about the speech, but also about how the conference has gone. And perhaps we might even discuss Gordon Brown and where his policies are leading the country to. Mark Demery, LBC's political editor, reporting live to Drive Time from the Conservative Party conference at Bournemouth. 5:13.
Wake up to Anne Diamond and Sir Nicholas Lloyd.
I'm actually missing her, you know, her sweet little face, her screeching at me and all that sort of thing.
7 till 10.
Good morning, Esther.
Nick, how could you reduce this to the trivial...
Soap opera.
What do you mean? This is life and death stuff. I was quite, heartbroken to read the story myself.
Weekday mornings.
We all remember you, you see, from Saturday Night Live.
I have great, very fond memories of those days, but it is strange how people still ask, you know, where's the sparkly suit and are you going to say something about Mrs. That?
LBC Breakfast, 7 till 10.
Dear Diary, what to wear? Must have worn every label at one time or another. Sometimes, literally, just the label. I've nothing new. Well, nothing I've worn for less than a couple of hours anyway. And Catriona's bound to be très chic tomorrow. But a tactical glass of bubbly will fix that, darling. Think I'll sashay along to Alder, see what's in their sale. When the wine starts to fly, it won't be me who's paid too much for a scarty-soaked frock.
Savings on fashions in the Alders mid-season sale.
Oh, look at this marvellous mix. Bumpin' Chicago House, broad brush strokes of radical black wax, abstract astral sound webs of screeching, pumping, spatial trance. Truly a musical masterpiece from the house of Hewlett-Packard and their new CD writer. A rather wonderful way to mix music, words and pictures onto your own CDs. All for less than £300 from your local PC World or leading dealer. The HP CD Writer Plus, for people who just love to create.
There's a new highway that will bring the power of digital communication to your home or office. So you needn't wait as long for your computer to download, because you can send and receive information even faster than the fastest modem. Or wait till you've finished a phone call to use your fax machine, because it allows you to do two things at once. It's called BT Highway, and it does all this simply through your existing phone line, So, to stop the worldwide wait, get on the BT Highway. Call us now on 0800 800 845.
BT Highway is available on most BT exchanges and is subject to survey.
Most people think it's just men who worry about hair thinning. The fact is, women suffer too. Women like you and me. But often the cause is different, and so is the treatment. That's why Belgravia's Tricocheck is so important.
A Tricocheck takes 20 minutes and costs just £10 and is always carried out by an institute-qualified trichologist who really understands the problem. The Belgravia Centre has already helped thousands of women to stabilise hair loss or clear a scalp problem. They could help you too.
So why not book your confidential Tricocheck today by calling us on 0171 730 6666. We're now open on Sundays too.
LBC 1152.
5:15, the main story is there's some small relief for business with the Bank of England cutting interest rates by 0.25% to 7.25%. As we've been discussing with Mark Demery, the London Conservative Euro MP James Moorhouse has defected to the Lib Dems over the European single currency. And sources in Russia say the four Surrey-based workers kidnapped in Chechnya at the weekend are alive and well. Jules has the travel.
M25 at the Clackett Lane services. It's closed anti-clockwise with an overturned lorry and a chemical spill. Drivers are asked to close their windows. A 5-mile tailback now to junction 6 for Godstone. Also heavy clockwise, junctions 14 to 15 Heathrow round to the M4. Anti-clockwise from 13 for Staines round to 12 for the M3. Clockwise between 24 for Potters Bar and 25 for the A10. And busy northbound on the M1 from the M10 up to Hemel Hempstead. That's junctions 7 to 8. Slow eastbound on the Victoria Embankment from Northumberland Avenue to Blackfriars Underpass, and the Dock Street, Wapping and the Highway at Butcher Row, all heavy eastbound. Accidents cleared now on Cotton Street in Poplar near the Blackwall Tunnel, but there are long tailbacks northbound into Preston's Road, and on the Underground, delays on the Bakerloo and East London lines. London Travel News, every 15 minutes at drive time on LBC 1152.
The word is Vodafone.
25 years.
LBC on 261. Pass it on.
17 minutes past 5, and I asked you to phone in, if you'd be so kind, on 412 1152 with your reminiscences about LBC, anything you remember over the last 25 years, good, bad, or indifferent. And I was talking to Bob Holness. It wasn't Bob live in the studio, unfortunately, because he's on a business engagement in America, but he did pop into the Drive Time studio a few days ago, and we had a little conversation. Several people have rung up to say how much they enjoyed it, which is kind. I've got a fax from Jeff from Wembley. Jeff, dear Bob and Doug, hope you have a great time together again. You promised you'd do another show together when you finished AM on the 7th of June, 1985. Well, I can't remember that, but I'll take your word for it, Jeff. So he said, this conversation is overdue. Oh, well, I can't really read the rest because it's so flattering, and I don't really want to read out all the flattering stuff that Jeff Lumley has said in this fax, but it's very, very kind of you to say such nice things about the show. Okay, another fax. We'll leave that for a moment because I've got a lot of calls to get through. Ron of Canning Town. Hi, Ron.
Hello, Douglas. Yes, I certainly remember the early days of LBC. I remember you when you were on Radio 4. They wished you the best of luck on your new venture in commercial radio, funny enough.
Did they really? On the Today programme, yes.
Yeah, and it was Today, yeah.
Yeah.
Also, I think, was it about April 74 your programme started?
Yes, spring of 74 I came here, yes, to LBC, yes.
And, if I remember rightly, it was a bit shaky that particular year because the new government came in. And they, Labour government, they were, threatening to, take the station, well, not take them off the air, but sort of have a review as to what was going to happen to commercial.
Well, I think whatever government had been in power at that time, LBC would have been a bit shaky in the early months, but it's only to be expected, really, with any new television or radio venture, especially a whole new industry, really, commercial radio, legal commercial radio, had never been heard in Britain before.
And also the many of the adverts, you know, Liquor Mount, that man that used to do that, Barrett's Liquor Mount.
Oh, yes.
961-2000, that number.
That's right, yes.
And those toffee cubes that help people slim. I don't know if they sell them now, but there was a heck of a lot of adverts that went out that stay in the mind, you know, that, especially that 961-2000, that's definitely a...
Oh, yes, that's right. The George Formby sound alike.
Yeah, whoever it was.
Alan Randall.
He did a very good imitation. A
fella called Alan Randall. Well, he made a living impersonating George Formby, did yeah. Alan Randall. Oh, yeah. 961-2000. Yeah. That's him, yeah.
And you're on a different frequency. I must admit, it's a pity that you weren't on FM now, but it's just one of those unfortunate things.
Well, Ron, thank you very much indeed for your memories. Talking about FM, I've got a fax from Gary. And Gary says, Dear Doug, congratulations on your 25th. Do you remember a presenter called Mike Carlton? He used to present the breakfast program a few years ago. He used to make some satirical sketches. He did one. He did one called The Ballad of Saddam Hussein. Yes, well, Mike Carlton, of course, did the FM wavelength, and I used to do the AM wavelength, and I very seldom heard Mike Carlton, but when I did hear him, I did enjoy him. He's gone back to Australia, as far as I know, to make an enormous amount of money there. And Gary says, LBC is a unique station. May it continue for many, many years to come. Well, thank you very much indeed, Gary, for your best wishes. Bob of Haringey on the line now. Bob, hi.
Hi, Doug. Well, before I go, I'd like to say thanks for the companionship over all these years. It's been marvellous.
Well, that is one of the things... I'm delighted to hear you say that, because that's one of the things that certainly me and I know many of the other presenters feel that we'd like to achieve. We've got to do the news, but we've got to keep people interested, we've got to keep people entertained, and we've got to be a companion to people. When you can switch us on at any time of the day or night, if you're feeling low, we'll hopefully make you feel a little bit better. And companionship, especially... in the early hours of the morning, late at night, is what LBC is all about, Bob. So I'm glad we've hit the button with you.
Well, Doug, you know, I don't know whether the presenters really appreciate how much when they do for people who either work on their own or are on their own. It's unbelievable, like, because you seem to be on the firm itself, you know what I mean?
Yes,
you seem to be
yes,
with.
Yes. You well,
I'm... But anyway... on my point,
yeah?
the most exciting interview I ever heard was when one of your presenters, and I don't remember his name now, but he was Mustard, he interviewed extreme right-wing people, Webster and Tyndall. And it was so exhilarating, it was unbelievable. But they ended up, he showed them up for what they actually were, they ended up getting up off the studio and running out.
Well, we've had instances like that on my programs as well, Bob. Thank you for your memories. That just really does show, Bob has made several points that I would have made anyway during the show. It does show that LBC still concentrates on news and is the champion of news. And indeed, after the 6 o'clock bulletin, I'll be talking to one of LBC's top news reporters of yesteryear, Kim Sabido. You may remember him from the Falklands War and the troubles in Northern Ireland. A hero of the Falklands War, as far as LBC was concerned. Kim will be my guest after 6 o'clock. Quick break, 23 minutes past five is the time, then we'll be back talking to Steve from West Hampstead.
25 years, LBC. There are lots of ways to find friendship these days. Personal columns, chat lines, video dating. But some take a rather different approach. They become homeless, find themselves in temporary accommodation, then they wait for a new friend to come and take them home. That's not how you'd do it, but it's how hundreds of dogs are doing it right now. Why not come and find your perfect match at Battersea Dogs Home or at Bellmead Battersea's Country Kennels or call 0171-622-3626.
Exhilarating performance, luxurious features, innovative design, understated elegance. And that's just the Daily Telegraph. The BMW Z3 we're giving away is just as incredible. starting this Saturday, collect 3 tokens and it could be yours. The Daily Telegraph, exhilarating sponsors of this month's British International Motor Show. No purchase necessary, details from Telegraph offices. Get the Daily Telegraph, the last word in motoring.
25 years old today, Britain's first independent radio station. This is LBC.
Right, 25 past five is the time. From West Hampstead, Steve is calling. Steve, hello.
Hello, Doug. I've been a listener of LBC for 25 years and probably a bit more.
Actually. Have you? Oh, you're one of the originals then.
I think I heard the classical music.
Yes. That's what we used to play as trade tapes before we actually went on air properly.
Yeah, I remember that quite well. I mean, there are a few presenters that I remember. Obviously, your programme with Bob Holness was one that sticks in my mind. Another one is Adrian Love.
Yes.
Especially, I remember one night when he kept a young girl speaking for about an hour and a half who was planning, I think, to kill herself.
Yes, she was.
And, I mean, that was gripping. I mean, I probably wanted to go to sleep and probably couldn't.
Yes.
Those sorts of things that you... I don't know. You just don't get it on any other medium.
Well, it is literally life, and in this case, almost death, wasn't it, when Adrian Love talked to that girl? And I'm convinced that he saved her life that evening.
I think you're probably right.
Absolutely.
But Therese Birch.
Yes.
Is absolutely wonderful. I don't know how she keeps her patience with all these people that keep saying, hello, Teresa, hello, Teresa. Her name's Therese, you know. Don't you listen? You know, I would kill them. But wonderful, wonderful entertainment.
Steve, thank you very much indeed. And Therese Birch, of course, will be on with all the DIY and the gardening, all that sort of stuff on Saturday and Sunday afternoons here in LBC. Cassandra from Rochford. Hi, Cassandra.
Hello, Douglas. Hello. This is my third attempt to get through to you.
Oh, well, it's been a busy line today.
But somebody mentioned Mike Carlton, and I just was determined to get through.
Yes?
I taped all his things that came on in the morning. They came on at 6 o'clock, then he repeated them again at 8 o'clock. And I've got them all on tape. They were hilarious. It's like Private Eye on tape. And when we all rang up to say goodbye to him when he went back to Australia, I told him, so he said, I could sue you for that. So I said, well, I'll see you in court, I said, because he hadn't taped them, and they are a history of what was going on each day.
Well, he was a wonderful performer, Mike Carlton, certainly. Yes. And it's, I think, Britain's loss that he didn't pursue his career over here. He really said to himself he wanted to come across for a bit of a trip. He stayed and enjoyed himself, and I think a lot of the audience did enjoy him, Cassandra. But I think his future lay in Australia, his heart lay in Australia, really. And he went back to pursue a very profitable, lucrative, and harmonious career, I'm sure. Cassandra, thanks very much indeed for your call. It's 27 minutes past five.
25 years old today, Britain's first independent radio station. This is LBC.
Hello, this is Jill Pyra. I used to present the Pyra program in the afternoons, and then The Night is Young and Artbeat in the evenings. Oh, that was way back when you were little enough to be still toddling around in nappies. And look at you now, LBC, old enough to go in the pub on your own. Happy birthday.
Hello, my name is Paul Callan, and I was one of the original presenters of The Morning Show all those years ago. 25 years ago, in fact. I was there with Janet Street Porter that memorable day, and we had a wonderful time. There were zany moments, mad moments, irritating moments, and truly chaotic moments. And I can say, on behalf of Janet and myself, all these years later, happy birthday, LBC. It was great fun, and it still is.
Other commercial radio stations may claim to be Britain's biggest and best, but LBC did it first. I know. I was there. I'm Phil Jay. Happy birthday, LBC.
I've had the privilege.
I've had the privilege.
If you're paying over £300 for motor insurance, it's time you had the privilege.
You could save £150 or more on cover that comes with a host of benefits. Call now on 0990 700 700 and see how much you could save. That's 0990 700 700.
We had the privilege.
Isn't it time you had the privilege?
This winter, two of the world's greatest operatic singers will perform in two unique concerts at the Royal Albert Hall. Kiri Tekanawa will perform a spectacular concert with the orchestra of the Royal Opera House on Wednesday, the 11th of November, whilst the incomparable Jose Carreras will return to the Albert Hall on Tuesday, the 15th of December. Don't miss Kiri Tekanawa and Jose Carreras at the Royal Albert Hall this winter. Tickets from £25, available from the Albert Hall box office.
MediCenter's a new walk-in GP service that's designed to fit around your schedule. With no appointment, no waiting, you'll see a GP in complete confidence at an affordable price. Treatments range from health screening and travel vaccinations to physiotherapy and stress counselling. See a doctor straight away, even on weekends. MediCenter, healthcare that lets you get on with your life. We're at Euston, Victoria and Waterloo stations and now Oxford Street Plaza.
A lot of foreigners think we Icelanders are a bit crazy. Maybe they're right. When the glaciers melt, we go out in our 4x4s and drive over the slush rivers. You have to go slow and steady, but if you stall, you sink maybe 10 metres and die. Ha ha! Best-selling off-road on Iceland? Toyota Land Cruiser, definitely.
From £21,064, there is no better 4x4 on earth than the Toyota Land Cruiser Colorado. Call 0800-777-555 for your nearest Thames Toyota dealer. The driving force behind the 4x4 in front.
Hot when it's cool. Cool when it's hot. Wild when it's windy. Great when it's not. Great thought parks, great. Whatever the weather.
LBC 1152 News.
It's 5:30. Good afternoon. I'm Chandrika Chevli. Interest rates have fallen by 0.25%. The new base rate now stands at 7.25%. It's the first drop for 2 years. Banks have responded by slicing as much as £14 a month off an average mortgage of £60,000. But leader of the Transport and General Workers Union, Bill Morris, says it's doing nothing for the underlying economy.
The reduction of 0.25% will help at the margins, but it's no long-term solution. Because what we have here is an economy which is performing differently in different parts of the country, in different sectors. The economy in Hartlepool is a different economy down in Tunbridge Wells, for example.
William Hague's urged Tories to put aside their differences on Europe and fight the government. In his keynote speech to the Conservative conference in Bournemouth, the party leader admitted it hadn't all been plain sailing since the election. Now he says they must turn their attention to the real enemy.
The time has come for us to take off the gloves and punch our weight. The time has come for us to be all that we know we can be.
The Lynn and Meghan Russell murder trial's been adjourned until Monday. Earlier, the jury watched video footage of the sole survivor, Josie. The injured child used a basic form of sign language to communicate with police officers as she recounted details of the attack. Josie, who was just 9 at the time of the killings, used models of her family to reenact the incident. Michael Stone denies 2 counts of murder and 1 of attempted murder. Sources in Russia say the 3 Britons and a New Zealander kidnapped in Chechnya at the weekend are alive and well. Officials in the breakaway republic have reportedly confirmed that the 4 engineers are safe and sound, but that their captors haven't yet contacted authorities. The 4 were sent to the region by Surrey firm Grainger Telecom. Undercover customs officers have arrested 5 people in London and Exeter in connection with an international money laundering scam. Several others have been arrested in Spain in a cooperative effort between British and Spanish customs. The operation involved smuggled cigarettes and had been under investigation for more than a year. LBC Sport, and in football, Leicester City are confident they will be able to hold on to manager Martin O'Neill, despite the efforts of Leeds United to lure him to Elland Road. Sir Rodney Walker, chairman of Leicester PLC, claims Leeds have already contacted another manager as well as O'Neill. He says Leicester are determined to keep their man at Filbert Street. And West Ham midfielder Ayle Berkovic says he won't be pressing charges against teammate John Hartson, despite video evidence showing Hartson kicking him in the head. Berkovic is currently with the Israeli national team preparing for a European Championship qualifier in San Marino and has told Israeli radio he won't be taking Hartson to court. And there's more LBC Sport in half an hour.
LBC Sport with Moss Bros. Formal wear hire guaranteeing the best results.
LBC City News, and it was a day of sharp losses on the London market despite the cut in interest rates. The FTSE 100 share index closed down 130 points or 2.7% at 46.98. LBC weather for London. Tonight, any drizzle will die away to leave a mostly dry but chilly night. It'll be cloudy for much of the time with a sharp north wind, but clearer skies and lighter winds are likely to arrive towards dawn. The minimum temperatures in central London, 9 degrees Celsius, 48 Fahrenheit, 6 degrees Celsius, 43 Fahrenheit out of town. And sunrise is at 14 minutes past 7.
LBC weather with Great Thorpe Park. Great whatever the weather.
LBC 1152 News at 5:34.
LBC Travel.
I'm Jules Wilson at AA Vodafone Roadwatch. The M25, the Clackett Lane services are closed anti-clockwise. That's following an overturned lorry and chemical spill. Recovery is underway, but there's delays of 10 miles back to Junction 8 for Reigate. Heavy clockwise between Junctions 14 and 15, Heathrow round to the M4. Anti-clockwise, slow from 13 for Staines to 12 for the M3. Busy southbound on the M3 between Junction 3 for Lightwater and 4 for Camberley. Back onto the M25, slow clockwise, junctions 24 to 25, Potters Bar around to the A10, and heavy northbound on the M1 as usual, junctions 7 to 8, the M10 up to Hemel Hempstead. Blackwall Tunnel slows southbound, that's coming from Galender Street. An accident's cleared on Cotton Street in Poplar near the tunnel, but there are tailbacks northbound into Preston's Road. A13 at the Canning Town Flyover, that's heavy westbound towards the Blackwall Tunnel. Westbound queues on the North Circular from Park Royal heading into the Hanger Lane Gyratory. Eastbound slow along the Victoria Embankment, that's from Northumberland Avenue up to the Blackfriars Underpass. A2 Deptford Broadway between Deptford and Blackheath Hill heavy eastbound, and slow southbound on the A3, that's between the Wandsworth Gyratory and West Hill in Wandsworth. The Underground delays running on the Bakerloo and East London lines. London Travel News every 15 minutes at drive time on LBC 1152.
The word is Vodafone. If you're a director but not a member of the Institute of Directors, so many doors are closed to you. Imagine a network of 50,000 directors. Free legal and financial advice and business information. Lobbying strength. All kinds of preferential rates. An exclusive club in London's Pall Mall. Why shut out so much when membership costs so little? Call the IOD on 0171 766 8888.
Marvellous presentation.
Thank you, Simon.
I thought the finish was excellent.
Did you really?
Oh, yes. That beautifully laminated cover, the title page in our corporate colours, the discreet logo on every sheet. Kinko's did a really professional job.
Kinko's, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Open an account before 31st of December and receive £150 in credit subject to status. Simply call 0990 66226. Kinko's, the new way to office.
25 years.
24 hours a day, LBC.
One of the jingles of yesteryear. As we celebrate our 25th anniversary, we'll be taking more of your calls with your memories of LBC over that quarter of a century a little bit later in the show. But first, at 23 minutes to 6, every parent wants the best education for their child. That's a self-evident fact. But how to get it? That's the big problem. Well, as the open day school season begins, today and tomorrow, the Express is running an exclusive, in-depth, two-part guide to some of the best state schools in the UK, as well as some private schools. And joining me now is the publisher of the guide, Rafe Lucas. Rafe, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How much of a problem, first of all, is it for mums and dads to choose a school?
It's an enormous challenge. It's a decision which, for which we have very little experience and very little preparation, and will make such a difference to our children. It's a great challenge and something which absorbs a lot of people's time when they get to that age.
And how can this guide help?
The guide helps because we've been looking at these schools for a dozen years now. We're parents looking at it from a parent's point of view, and our experience and our impressions of these schools, I think, can be enormously helpful in giving parents the confidence to ask their own questions and make their own decisions as to what suits their child best.
Now, schools can change, can't they, from year to year? Do you take that into account?
We look at schools all the time. We're constantly talking to parents about schools. We have a rolling program of visiting them. All the schools in our guide are well known to us.
Now, you're dealing with the best state schools. What sort of information do you give parents in this guide in the Express?
The information we're giving parents is, I hope, a feeling of what the school is like. Enough about the particular characteristics of it, the strengths of it, the sort of outside activities which the school offers, enough of an impression of the overall character of the school to allow a parent to see that, yes, this might well be a school which they should consider for their particular child.
And you deal as well, don't you, with some independent schools?
Yes, we do. Yes, and certainly in London there are a large number who are prepared to be very generous when they find a child that they would like to have come to the school.
Ah, so for the...
whose parents are not well enough off to afford the fees.
So for the brighter child, don't be put off by the fees, because there might be a little bit of a reduction, perhaps.
The best schools, and certainly the ones that we've included in the extract in the Express, will, under the right circumstances, pay all the fees, or very close to all the fees.
Right.
So you can find yourself getting a private school education for really very little.
Yes. How important is it to get the process underway, then, as soon as possible?
It takes quite a time to get round and look at schools. You've got to give yourself a good idea of what's available, to give yourself the confidence to make the judgment. You want to get round half a dozen at least, maybe more than that. And it can take time to make arrangements and take time to find the time in your day to get round schools when they're operating, which is really the time you want to see them.
Now, as I said, the extract is in the Express today and tomorrow. The Good Schools Guide, it'll be published when?
The Good Schools Guide has just been published.
Uh-huh.
And you can buy it through the Express bookshop, and indeed through other good bookshops.
Thank you very much indeed. Rafe Lucas, publisher of The Good Schools Guide, today and tomorrow in the Express, and of course it has just been published in its entirety. Right, it's now 19 minutes to 6. Let's take some more calls on LBC and the 25 years thereof. Anita has rung me from Birkenside.
Good evening, Dad.
Good evening, Anita.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Lovely to see you on the television lunchtime.
Oh, you saw that, did you? Oh, yeah.